probably one of the most anxiety-provoking moments in my life was getting my driver's license. I have done the test 3 times. Anyone want to go for a drive with me? No, I only failed once. I took 2 tests in South Africa. The 3rd time I did the test was here to get my BC driver's license. But I will never forget the words of a South African instructor when I finally got my driver's license. He said this, "Congratulations, now go and learn how to drive." And there is something, right, about leaving the teacher, leaving the secure environment of education. You know, passing the test and leaving school is just the beginning. It is actually the doorway to our learning. For learning happens not when there is one more knowledgeable with us sitting there, but mostly when we're on our own, when we're separated out, when we're navigating the pathway, needing to make our own decisions, wrestling with our questions and our doubts, and finding our way. And today, we consider the life of Thomas. Thomas is in the midst of grief. He had just lost his companion. He had just lost his teacher, Jesus, and is trying to find his way forward. And while grief is painful, grief also brings with it tremendous clarity and honesty about life. And today we are also baptizing Arthur John Stewart, welcoming this child into a way of life, a way that values faith and God, and also values questioning and authentic seeking in community. So let's first turn now to the life and story of Thomas. How nice it must have been for those early disciples to have Jesus' presence. We read in this gospel today that they were hiding because of their fear. And then Jesus comes and stands among them in this resurrected body, and they suddenly experience peace. And after his words, they even rejoice from fear to peace to joy in one day. That's quite a trip for these disciples. And then we have Thomas. And Thomas, in this account, is very brave. How much easier it is for us to go along with everyone else, to inhabit group mentality, that sense of over-identification with a group where we're not paying attention to our own selves and what we might be feeling or thinking. And so Thomas is this model for us who courageously and vulnerably names exactly where his belief and his unbelief lie about Jesus. And this separates him out from the disciples. It is not a comfortable position. Thomas lingers in his most truest conviction. And it's interesting to me that John actually includes Thomas in his narrative. I wonder if Thomas's words actually mirrored some of the disciples' deeper concerns. They had seen the risen Christ, or was it a vision? They had heard Jesus' words, or was it in their mind? So in community, in places of deep honesty, all around us are people struggling, and perhaps naming that which we cannot yet name. Father Thomas Keating writes that any of us on a spiritual journey, we find that there is usually someone in our family, in our workplace, or in a community who are saying things that just plain annoy us. People who we just cannot endure, Someone who has the genius of bringing the worst out in us. And no matter what we do, we cannot seem to improve the relationship. And it seems that God uses the other to reflect my problem back to me. And I wonder if Thomas's words were difficult for the disciples to hear. And over the generations, we have come to label him with a shaming label, Doubting Thomas. Well, I wonder if his response actually touches something deep inside you and inside me, where we have uncertainty and faith that coexist. And Thomas puts into words the things that are hard for us to admit. Richard Rohr writes that he worries about believers who cannot carry any doubt. Thomas, Mother Teresa, they are folks who have done this. In her later years, Mother Teresa wrote of her doubts and struggle as she walked with those disadvantaged in our world and carried the flame of faith, even though she wrestled with it inside. For to hold the full mystery of life is always to endure its other half, which is the mystery of death and doubt. Thomas's questioning liberates us, for it is actually motivated out of a desire and a longing to reach for God, to even touch God in the risen Christ. Friends, our spiritual growth requires us to have both times of learning and times of questioning, constructing things and deconstructing things. And this is why training children in a faith tradition is so, so important. It gives each human being a container for early spiritual development, so that when we grow as adults and we encounter the hard things of life and we question and we hold uncertainty, we have something that holds us, a foundation we can stand on even though we question it. The spiritual journey is really parallel to the maturation of a child. There is a time to protect a child. There is a time to teach absolutes. There is a time to guard against the impact of strong influences. And when the time is right, children also need to be exposed. And parents, we learn to trust children, to receive for themselves, to try something on their own, to be exposed to things. It is part of the maturation, learning to walk, learning to question, learning to find our way, learning to drive. So Jesus' invitation to us is that we will hold this conflicting ideas inside of us, thoughts, emotions, experiences, and we can actually say hello to all of them. Hello to faith. Hello to questions. Hello to doubt. And they are all welcome here. I thank God for Thomas. Now, Maria, Nick, and Arthur, today we are going to bear witness to God's love for us even before we get to do anything. Just when we arrive in the world, God is full of love. And Arthur has begun his journey, and with each new day, with each new phase of his development, there will be times for teaching and times for holding space for his questions. And parallel to this, there will be times that you both will need sources of wisdom and a place for your own questions. And sitting around you are a community of family and friends, and Greg and Carla, chosen by you as godparents and sponsors, They will be there as Arthur finds his way, and will be there for you as close family as you find your way. We need community. And that is what this larger body of St. Catherine's is here for as well. We have friendships with each other that are forged in the messiness of life. The times when we shake our heads and just cannot trust God. And then the times when the fear settles because the peace of Christ is around us. So we welcome Arthur. And we ask ourselves afresh these questions. St. Catherine's community, are we doing our best to create space for children to learn this faith? Are we available to be mentors and guides to those younger than us going through milestones that you have already faced in your life? Are we open to hear the questions of the next generation? Community is our greatest treasure. For in the absence of the human Jesus, it leaves us with many questions. And we become the body of the risen Christ for each other, broken yet tangible. Christ with skin on, touchable. And so I thank God for Thomas, and I thank God for each one of you on this journey of faith. Amen.